Hello everybody, welcome to episode 45 of G's Own Podcast, and I am your host, Patrick Sharkey. On this week's podcast, I'll be joined by the former Tipperary senior ladies football captain and current Artfinian senior ladies footballer, Samantha Lambert. This is the third time Lambert has come on. Yeah. So we're going to start with Tipperary season. Now, it started in a league campaign where he went to Fitzgerald Stadium in Killarney and Poon up 1-4, but Kerry got 11. So yeah, what did you make of that game? And then the next week, you just went to your neighbours, Laois, and you just missed out by 2 points against them. You know, Laois won 2-8 to 2-6. So, how would you assess that game? And then speaking of Clare, you just got your league survival and you didn't have to go down the slippery slope of a relegation playoff when you just beat Clare on a scoring of 13 points to 1-7. So yeah, how important was that one? Yeah. So we're here now. So yeah, we've had a few technical difficulties and all the rest. So don't worry, we're here now in full flow. So yeah, so what'd you make of that Clare one when you just beat them 13 points to 1-7? Yeah, and so then we're going to go to the next game, and you had your Munster Championship, but after that, you then went to play Mayo, and they got the better of you by 10 points, so maybe was that game a step too far for a team like Tipperary? So
performed by Mayo themselves. And look, they're a team that have gelled over the last number of years. Of course, they're going through quite a big transition at the minute. And I think that they learn a lot. They learned a lot from that game. As I said, Mayo have a fair few players that are very, very senior. They're very mature. Whereas Tip are very quite young at the minute. Plenty of potential.
Yeah, and then we move on, next scene there, and then there was the matter of Dublin. So it's never an easy task against a team that's won 4 of the last 5 All-Irelands, but so then you have, managed to put up 6 points against them, but they won by about 8 points, scoring 111. So yeah, what'd you make of that?
Yeah, I think Bowen made about, I don't know, 8 changes to his side's team from the previous week. It was a hard enough battle, I suppose, to team captain Ria Curley got injured 10 minutes into the game. A huge leader and a serious defender, so that was a huge loss for them 10 minutes into the game against, as you said, an unbelievable side. Dublin, who had won a number of All-Ireland in the last couple of years. So that was a huge blow to Curley. As I said, not known for her defending skills, for her leadership skills on and off the field too. So, look, they hit them well, I suppose. 111, 111 against All Ireland champions is not too bad. And they've got 6 points as well. So, I think maybe looking at the scoring over the last few matches, maybe between the league and the championship, maybe something that would have to be worked on going forward.
Yep. So then we'll go to the next game there, and similar to the league, he's got a win against Cavan, not Clare, but winning on a scoring of 2-6-2-8, you know, and saving yourselves the bother of going into relegation playoffs. So how good was it to get that win? Yeah, and then use a mini group performances. So, which player do you think was the best player this year for the Tip Senior Ladies footballers?
Yeah, look, it's hard to pinpoint just one person, I suppose. There's quite a number of players coming through, and look, you talk about people that are not available to play football this year, like Ash Matt or Dwyer, actually only. But it gives the other players an opportunity to show what their talent and their ability, and I think like Sam Marcy, through Maria Curley, has been solid to base football over the last number of years. She's been, I'd say, she's the most consistent player that Tip have. I think Lauren Patrick is fighting the goals to play under estimated. I think she's an incredible goalie and shot stopper, and I think that she nearly overlooked sometimes. I really think she's a top class keeper. As I said, there's a lot of young girls coming up, and it's giving them the opportunity. I know Carrie English from my own club there in Arkinen, the opportunity to start to the PhD, she's only 16 yes, Lord Clinton and Lucy in 6-5 minutes, and everyone together and drive manual for next year.
Yeah, and then we're going to move now after that there, and the other games, so we're going to start with the quarterfinals, which are happening now, and you're allowed to be honest, no matter who you're talking to, but who do you see coming out on top between Dublin and Donegal?
Yeah, Dublin, Donegal, always an interesting battle, of course. Maybe Donegal will come out on top, but I think
Yeah, and then we're going to move to the next game there, and Meath would probably always be looking to do two in a row, well, three All-Irelands in a row if you include their intermediate title when they go and face Galway, who got to the All-Ireland final in 2018. So who do you see coming out on top there?
Yeah, I suppose we'll have to have money on Meath to come out on top there. They're kind of a performing team at the minute. They're on fire, and they don't seem to be able to rank the top. Strong culture, a culture you have to admire, that every single player has bought into, and I think when you have a culture and winning culture set up, it's hard to break that down, so I really can see them coming out on top of the ball.
Yeah, and then we move to next game there, and a repeat of the Division 2 final when Kerry come up against Armagh. So which team do you think, you know, is going to get their place in Croke Park for the semi-final?
Yeah, it's a tough one to call. I would have to go with Kerry. I think they've been improving it from game on game that they've been playing this year. They've talked to some players that have been around a couple of years, and I think they need that mix in a panel, in a team, for a team to progress and get better. Your likes of Eve Marhart, which has been playing football for life at the minute. Scanlon, Paul Lynch, he's a lot of players there. But at the same time, Armagh are really after, I suppose, coming into their own. The Matkins and the Lennon back on form. So I really think that that'll be probably the closest or the most entertaining quarterfinal. But I'm taking Kerry to come out on that side.
Yeah. So, and then the last of the quarterfinals, Cork take on Mayo. So, who would win that game? That their game? Do you feel?
Cork. I think they're going very, very well. Mayo will definitely put up some. They're without a few of their influential players from last year. But I think Cork will have the upper hand on them.
Yeah, and then we are going to talk about the relegation playoffs, and because of Tipperary, Cavan find themselves in a relegation playoff, and they're going to take on their neighbours Westmeath. So who do you think would win that there, Gabe?
So Cavan and Westmeath, I do think Cavan will come out on top, and possibly Westmeath may be relegated to intermediate ranks for 2023. I suppose Cavan were unfortunate not to win maybe last Saturday in some ways, and they were had close encounters in other games too. So Westmeath, I think they've lost a lot of players for the last number of years. Last year I think it was coming up in intermediate, so I think they could struggle a little bit. So yeah, I think Kevin made it on top.
Yeah, and then we go to the next game, and it is going to be the Battle of the Blue and White, and out of Monaghan and Waterford. Who do you think is going to get their survival secured that day?
Yeah, I think Waterford will come out top as well, and possibly Monaghan may be relegated. My reasons for that would be that Waterford are actually quite close to beating Donegal, and as we said, with gives brilliant beers, and just sometimes things just don't go your way, and especially with Columbus.
Yeah. And then we look at there. So who do you think is going to be lifting the Brendan Martin Cup?
That's a tough one. Look, it's hard to know. I suppose, as I said already, neither the on-form team at the minute, Dublin are really, you can see it that they really want to get back up there and compete against them. So I think they'll be in touch with them along with Cork. That have won All Ireland for nearly a decade, once we step up there on the top of those signs. So I think between those three, perhaps we'll have one of those colours top of the whole stand within the Brendan Martin Cup.
Yeah. I know. And before we go, there's club chat. There's the club championship Ard Finnan, so how do you see yourselves doing?
Yeah, I suppose our championship there is starting at the beginning of August, so it'll be interesting to see how things go. We have quite a number of young girls that are coming up into our own club team, so it's great to see the progress that they're making and the options that we have now, and just really pushing the other players out in the air a couple of years. So it's great to see. I think it'll be a very close championship once again. We've won one after we get to an All-Ireland Cup final there last year, and junior back up and intermediate now again. So it'll be interesting to see how that evolves. The league itself as well, we had a really competitive league, so that's after setting us up for the championship. So it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah. Thank you then. That's over there now. So yeah, thanks anyways. I know there's a few technical difficulties and stuff, but anyways, I'll have a thing later and all the rest. It's live on Facebook now to watch back. So yeah, thank you.
Brilliant. Yeah. Thanks so much.
Right, see ya.
You'll be on to again, I'm sure.
Yeah, no doubt. Thanks. Right. I would like to thank Sanfa Lambert for taking time to talk to me about Tipperary Ladies Football and the rest of the season in the Senior Championship. I do understand frustration some listeners are going to have listen to at the start of the G-Zone podcast episode. I'm going to bring back the segment where I'm going to look at different news stories. Starting in Lurgan, Armagh GAA club Clan Éireann has issued a statement condemning online attacks on one of their players, Tiernan Kelly, after he was the focus of much of the criticism after Sunday's brawl during the All-Ireland Senior Football Championship quarterfinal between the county and Galway. The report says the vilification of Kelly has been unjust and unfair and asks people to allow GAA disciplinary process take place before passing judgment. It comes a day when the Oireachtas Committee on Sport highlight the problem of abuse of sport directed towards referees, officials and players. Staying with this story, the GAA's Central Competitions Control Committee are supposed to examine the meeting involving Armagh and Galway when they meet later today. Referee David Goldrick on Monday proposed this report of the All-Ireland Senior Football Championship quarterfinal, where he showed straight red cards to Armagh pair Greg McCabe and Ian Nugent and Galway captain Sean Kelly. The CCC will prove whether further disciplinary action should be taken after an eventful encounter, with several off-the-ball incidents apart from the meal which saw Galway forward Damien Comer eye gouged by a member of the Armagh's extended panel. Armagh co-captain Nugent and Kelly were dismissed. Meanwhile, Kelly will learn his future. Later this week, after as bans is set to be handed out after footage was reviewed of a mass brawl at Sunday's quarterfinal, Galway were the eventual winners after a thrilling game with extra time and penalties, but the occasion was spoiled by the meal. Moving to hurling, just four counties remain in the All Ireland Senior Hurling Championship as the semi-final weekend draws in. Western neighbours Galway, Clare and Limerick all remain in contention, while Brian Cody's ever-present Kilkenny will be looking to return to the All-Ireland final. Hurling fans are in for a treat, as there are three live GAA games on television this weekend. The action throws in on Saturday evening, the first All-Ireland hurling semi-final of the weekend. Only the start of July, but GAA championship seasons are heading on crucial stages of the season, and there are huge semi-finals to look forward to this weekend. That's already Clare and Kilkenny go head-to-head in the first of the hurling semi-finals before Galway take on All-Ireland champions Limerick in the other last four times Sunday. For the meantime, on Sunday, Tipperary and Offaly contest the All-Ireland minor hurling final. Ideally, the GAA would have a full-time disciplinary officer who on Sunday nights during the championship would review all reports.
Well, as always, I'm going to wrap up the podcast with our usual theme tune of Port Vila by Switch Without the A, which can be listened to on SoundCloud and Spotify. Now, this podcast was an audio version of an earlier live stream, and keep up with the GAA Zone Facebook. We'll be right back. Eddie Hooligan.
Oh.